When I was growing up, one of the things I hated the most is being the butt of a joke. Hated it so much that if I walked into a room and, you know, you got the sense of someone was just talking about you and then they kind of clam up when you walk in, I was like, I bet they were laughing at me. Hated that. It's not a fun thing, right? Here in the gospel where Jesus is feeding the 5,000, Philip says not even 200 days' wages worth of food would be enough. And then Andrew almost like makes a joke. He's like, hey, there's this kid here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But I mean, what's that going to do? It's like a throwaway line. It's like showing how ridiculous the situation is. But right there, Jesus hones in and shows that nothing is too small for God to work with. Nothing is so laughable that cannot be beautiful. Nothing that's mocked by the world cannot be used by God for his glory. St. Paul says to us in the first letter to the Corinthians, he says, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Sometimes, friends, we can say about ourselves the same thing that Andrew said about the loaves and the fish. Like, we can make ourselves the butt of our own joke. Like, what good am I in this world? Like, what can I do for God? I'm not as holy as I thought I'd be by this point. Like, what can God possibly do? And right there is the place that the Lord just invites us to faithfully give our lives to him, to say yes to him, and to believe that nothing is too small or even laughable or even comical for God to do amazing things with. That's the power of Jesus' resurrection.